Good morning to you, Mr. Steve Martin. How are you going?
Good morning, Jess. I'm well, thank you.
That is good. What's the weather like out there right now?
It's a little bit foggy, but, you know, I feel a change is coming. Spring is in the air.
Most definitely.
Spring has sprung.
The grass has risen. Yes. That's exactly right. And something exciting happening in Devonport is the Festival of Learning right throughout the month of September. This is great.
It is. It's the first time Devonport has actually done this, and I think probably the first time in Tasmania a Festival of Learning has been held. It's about recognising and celebrating the learning activities that are in Devonport during the month of September, naming them up, and so people can go and find out where they are, experience a little bit something new, learn something, and most of it's free.
Now, the name, I'm going to say, is quite deceptive because it goes a lot deeper than just learning. It's quite hands-on. There are a lot of workshops, and they're all happening just around the corner from here.
Yes, it's about hands-on. And I'm a hands-on learner myself. You know, you got to read books, and which is good. But it's nothing like putting a kit, form something together and finding an extra screw and what to do with it later on. But, look, there's the Devonport of Stepfords, there's a men's tool shed day, there's also machine knitting, there's also public speaking, rostrum, I think that's Toastmasters as well, yes. And so there's a vast array of activities going on in Devonport. And this is only the start that we've named them up. I think there's about 35 events.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
I reckon there's about 200 that happen in Devonport throughout September.
That's fantastic. What a great time to challenge yourself a little bit and try something new. I have so much admiration for people that are willing to step outside their comfort zone a little bit and try their hand at something new. And public speaking is a perfect example. There are a lot of people find that incredibly daunting, but most people need it. I think nearly everyone needs to have that skill in their job for whatever reason, or even to, you know, conduct yourself in a job interview. So fantastic chance there to hone your skills.
Look, and we forget that with modern technology, talking social media and stuff, it's a great platform to share history and old photos, for example. A lot of people into photography.
Yeah.
There's a trip down memory lane and a look at Rook in Pictures next Tuesday at the Bass Strait Maritime Centre. This is going to be great. There's going to be a presentation there of images and information from yesteryear, which a lot of people may be interested in.
Look, it's amazing, these old black and white photos. Do you guys remember black and white photos?
I know the black and white filter on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with noir.
Well, it just shows Devonport in a different light, and the historic photos, the motor vehicles, the facings of the buildings.
Yeah.
I love looking at the people as well, the fashions, and I think it's really cool.
Well, the thing that amazes me, some of these old photographs, is there's no one obese in them.
Oh, interesting.
So have a look at that. And that's because I reckon we used to walk, ride, most to get anywhere.
Well, it was the Industrial Revolution, wasn't it?
I suppose it was our
revolution anyway in this neck of the woods.
And I suppose that the food was a little bit different as well.
Far less preservatives.
I think today's food has a lot to answer for, doesn't it?
It has. Now, with the Festival of Learning, I brought you a goodie bag. It's got the program inside it. We've got a pop-up stall tomorrow at the IGA in East Devonport. Mm-hmm. So anybody who wants to come along and get one of these goodie bags, it's got a balloon in it and a pen.
Fantastic. Bag of breath.
Other information, including 2610, will be there between the hours of 11 and 2 o'clock.
Fantastic. Great. Otherwise, the Festival of Learning kicks off tomorrow in Devonport and surrounds. Grab yourself a program. Is there a Facebook page or somewhere we can go, Steve?
Certainly you can go on the Devonport Council webpage and follow your nose from there, Festival of Learning, and that'll even give you a digital form.
Yep.
Digital age.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. It'll probably be in colour.
I've learned something.
Yes, and please be encouraged to get out there and try something different, learn something. I had a go at crocheting the other day.
Ooh. Oh, how'd you go?
They're not real good.
No. What'd you start on, a doily or a scarf?
Well, they started me on just a line of things that was going to go into a circle.
Yeah.
Well,
it's quite an art, isn't it?
Half moonish type of thing before they had to unpick it.
But you had a go. That's the main thing.
Yeah. It was fun. And look, if you can just learn something every day, and that's where Devonport is becoming a learning community.
Fantastic.
That's what we're looking for. And the Festival of Learning is a giant step in that direction.
Great, Steve. Thanks for that.
Cheers.
Talk soon.